10th issueversary. Welcome back, Alpha Theist here, and it's so great to have you all again. This is the Furry Musician Spotlight. I'm your host, and it's the 10th episode of the Alpha Spotlight. For this special episode, we're going to feature 10 songs instead of 9, and 2 fake Alpha Award recipients instead of just 1. It's going to be madness, so let's go now. No time to lose. Let's party! Today's intro to our celebration is Good Vibes by Discarded Notes. Definitely a suitably energetic and upbeat anthem for our festival, don't you think? I do. That's why I put it there. Now on with the show. Our first song is The Greenish Meadow by Bob Drake, or BD for short. And didn't that kick a little ass? Fast, aggressive, complex, and so brief. Every last skip and hop is on point, and it's topped off with a ripping solo towards the end. And as you can tell, the song is over already. It's as delightful as it is brief, and gone like an angel's kiss. It's off an actual album of theirs, and I need more of it. Track 2 is a dangerous stomp called Fool's Rhythm by Polar Dub Bear. This collection of glitchy, thumping beats really personifies power, looms over you like a giant spacecraft, and casts its shadow over everything in sight. It reminds me of some kind of old, hybridized industrial track. It's just awesome. It sounds like pure machinery, but it's... You know, it's corrupt, and it's almost feels living, and it's just awesome. It's time, ticking away. Time for the first title of the afternoon, the Impending Party Wipe Award for Vince Werewolf for their track, A Tale of Hope and War. It's a very deliberate atmospheric trip, and it's dedicated to a Discord server of the same name, one for dice-based role-playing. The ticking clock, the slow pace, the swelling notes, it's so mysterious and tense. It reminds me of those moments playing tabletop RPGs when you finally made a decision about how to handle an obstacle, only for the Dungeon Master to look at you and ask, "Are you sure?" Song is Back Again by Zaxi555, who doesn't seem to really have any preconceptions about the track itself, only that it is most definitely chill, and that's all that really matters, isn't it? The song is somewhere between laid back and energized, sort of like the soundtrack to the tail end of a busy day, finally winding down, or maybe just getting a good pace through your entire day. There's something to do with the sort of delayed swell effect going on. It gives just about anything a really dreamy quality, but love it. Can't go wrong. Like an angel who has forsaken sympathy, rise up, young boy, and make yourself a legend. Trying. Next up is an English cover of A Cruel Angel's Thesis, brought to us by Nate Squares. Anime fans may be familiar with this song as the theme to Neon Genesis Evangelion, and it took Nate and his friends to cover this beast of a song. And it's as faithful as covers get. The instrumentation's on point, in key. The vocalist nails the notes and the rhythm in spite of the language switch. Always cool to check out tunes that involve multiple artists, and if you want an even better look, there's a link in their description to a YouTube video of the studio performances. Videos like that are such a cool little peek at the recording process. It's like the musical equivalent of a DVD commentary. Here it is, the second random award thingy, the I Just Remembered I Need More Harpsichord in My Life award, bestowed upon Drax for their composition called Grand Sonnerie. Seriously, this is a total piece of history. The composition, along with the harpsichord sounds, are like something summoned out of the past and put straight onto my computer. As the description states, it's inspired by the tolling of a great knell or bell, particularly involving funeral rites, and the song does have a spooky element to it. It's you know, it has a sort of horror, but not quite. It's sort of this upper crust, but it's not really. It's full of character, and the music is terrifically expressive. It has such identity. Like, I can't put it into words. It's, I don't know, the harpsichord, man, I don't know, more harpsichord, now. The seventh song is a gloomy and beautiful piece called Love of the Dark One by Nokken and the Grim, a neo-folk modern classical trio of violin, clarinet, and viola. They put this composition together that possesses real drama and dissonance and beauty and taboo, and is inspired by a poet of classical Indian literature. The masks that adorn the group members do well of portraying the exotic and eldritch flavor of the music, and it's quickly becoming a favorite of mine. Song 8 might take some of you back, because Picture Perfect by Chex is the picture of radio punk. Is it pronounced Chex? God, I hope so. Anyway, punchy, charming, full attitude, it pops, it crashes, and I really don't know how better to put it. It's a great performance, no shortage of fighting spirit, and it really sounds like something that the kind of album that could have just pushed entire tours back in the day, you know. I just see dyed hair and skateboards as far as the eye can see. I think that's about it. We've got one tune left, and the house is a mess of junk food and confetti. Thank you, everyone, for attending the 10th issueversary and staying with me for 10 freaking episodes. It's a pleasure and an honor to bring these amazing tunes to you all. And I hope you enjoy it at least as much as I do. Did my S just whistle? I think it did. Anyway, the cherry on top of this music cake is the post-joy stylings of our last track, Canada, by Keeney Fox. Be sure to show the artist some love. This is the Musician Spotlight. I'm the Alpha Theist, and you rock responsibly.